Dick?
Mr. Dungan on 2190.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Didn't want to catch you away from your desk. Are you back?
Yes, sir.
On this McComber, I wonder if you don't want to ask Dirksen if he wouldn't like to drop us a note to, and Halleck so we can clear those with them.
Very good.
Just tell him that the recommendation's been made, that he was up there, that he did serve the other administration, that I like him as an individual, but I don't think I have any obligation. I don't want to be appointing anybody as Republican without checking with them.
Very good. I'll do it.
And if they have, either one of them have anything obnoxious against him, say so. If they don't, drop a little note and say they'd be pleased to have him do it.
All right. You want to do it with Hickenlooper, too?
Yeah. And whoever the ranking Republican is on the other side.
Very good.
Handle it discreetly, though, and let's don't make it sound like too much patronage.
Discretion is our watchword.
Now, would you go to looking for some real top-flight people for the Alliance for Progress and OAS? I mean, great ones.
All right, sir.
You picked a good president when you got behind John F. Kennedy. Now, you try to pick someone that's got as much ability for the Alliance for Progress and the Ambassador OAS, because I'm worried about both of those, and I want some top-flight people, and they're going to be my first ones, and I don't want any doubts about it.
Yes, sir.
Maybe we get Frank Stanton of CBS, or maybe we get some young, attractive, able man.
All right, sir. I'll do my damnedest.
Made a hell of a success. Give me three or four possibilities, and then I'll call them if I need to.
All right, sir.
Particularly somebody that had some knowledge of Latin America.
Yep. They're scarce, but we'll try.